snakes. Now, shouldn't they eat dust?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of a new booklet on Noah's Ark and Noah's Flood. Well, Ken, some people say Genesis must be a metaphor because, for example, it says that the serpent was cursed to eat dust. But they don't eat dust, and therefore Genesis is not literal history. How do you answer that?
You know, we don't know what the serpent referred to in Genesis 1 really was, Mark. Many believe it was a snake. But regardless, did you know that snakes do eat dust, just as the Bible tells us in Genesis 3? You see, when God found out that the serpent had deceived Eve, God cursed him and said, "On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life." Because many people don't realize that many snakes really do eat dust, they use this as a reason not to take Genesis literally. You see, with a little research, we find out that the snake has an organ in the roof of its mouth called Jacobson's organ. It helps the snake smell. Now, here's how it works. With its darting forked tongue, the snake picks up bits of dust on both sides of its tongue. Once the dust is inside the mouth, a pair of sensory organs takes over and the snake is able to smell the trail for possible prey. You see, no matter what the serpent was, nothing contradicts the Bible's clear statements in Genesis.
So does that mean that the Bible is absolutely accurate when it talks about a worldwide flood and that there really was a Noah's Ark? Ken Ham provides the answers in a fascinating new booklet. It's available free on our website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.